There we go. Right. So welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday to join together and be the healing presence that we want to see in the world. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be together. And although this is for all of us and everyone on Earth, a number of us had very dear friends in Seattle, and one of whom has left, Don Johnson. So we are going to have a special attention for Don's family and for a smooth passing for him as well. So feel free to invite anybody on this side or the other side to come in and join us, because all are welcome. So let's take a moment. Now this, by the way, if you haven't been on these before, these calls, it really is just a guided meditation, but it's very important to bring your full presence, your full attention, your full participation. And I'm just going to do one more thing. Sorry, I'm going to turn off those codes so we don't get interrupted if people join late. Okay, there we go. All right, so let's begin by bringing awareness to that in us which is already free. The amazing thing is that whatever we feel needs to be healed is just an appearance, appearing on an ocean of well-being, and it's pretty amazing. And in order for this to become our experience, we have to, let's say, activate, awaken, realize, embrace this perfection. And in my experience, we cannot do that until we first accept what's here. So let's begin. And acceptance can't be done by the mind, just as a little side note. It's got to be a full felt attention, embracing towards whatever's here. So start by just being with yourself. I invite you to close your eyes. Makes it easier to focus within. And just tune in. So thought is not required for this at all. So you can let thought take a little vacation for the next hour. Its services aren't needed. And just simply feel into yourself here and now. Notice what's present. And what you'll find is we've been sort of conditioned to first pay attention or even exclusively pay attention to what is uncomfortable or painful. So we'll notice that there's an emotion, sensation, a pain, an ache, a sorrow. And we certainly don't want to deny or avoid what's here. How we come to healing, though, is by embracing it with our conscious attention. So, being with yourself now. And then let's find underneath or even amidst, in the midst of whatever's uncomfortable, there's something else here. So let attention come into the feet. We'll start with the physical body. Now, if that happens to be an area of discomfort, hang in there because we're going to briefly go through the body. So beginning in the feet, and you just simply rest your attention there without effort. And you will notice first that physical, obvious level. So if there's a cramp in one of your feet, or if you just suddenly notice your shoes are too tight, you'll also feel, if you're sitting in a chair, the pressure of gravity, your feet touching the floor or whatever they're resting against. And just by having your simple attention there in the form, your attention meets with something deeper, that invisible presence of life, the greater life that you are and that all life itself is. So just resting and starting to feel, however that's showing up for you based on your wiring. It may be a vibration, a warmth. It could be a tingling in the toes, or perhaps a sense of energy in the soles of the feet where the chakras are. Now that simple, quiet energy, that presence right here in the feet, is one with the totality of life, the dimension of what is sometimes called heaven or perfection, right here, right now, no matter what else is here. And by letting attention come to this, we begin to contact that greater ocean of perfection. Now, letting attention move up into the lower legs. And as attention goes to each part of the body, just know that some parts you will feel this more intensely than others. The main thing is just having your attention in there. That's the key. Feeling the knees. And again, without any commentary from the mind, just being with. The upper legs, you can feel the backs of your legs against the chair. And just be in that simple, felt sense. Feeling both legs, both feet, and hidden in the form is that invisible dimension of your own being, where you are already free and perfect and whole. Letting attention come into the back. If you're sitting in a chair, you can feel your back pressed against the chair. That physical sensation calls your attention into this part of the body. Just by resting attention there, you feel, or contact, really, this deeper essence. Life is dancing in every cell of your body, and right now we're awakening that through our attention in the back, and then bringing attention into the chest, feeling the rise and fall with each breath. Down into the belly. Feeling the shoulders, the upper arm, elbows, the lower arm, the hand. Feeling the fingers, the palms of the hands. And as you rest attention in the hand, this is one of the parts of the body where it's typically easiest to feel that dance of life, and it is present now. Moving up to the neck, feeling the whole column of your neck and inside the throat. Feeling the jaw, the cheeks, the nose, the forehead, and the scalp. You know, just allowing yourself to sense, to experience this energy field in your whole body. It is one unified field. It's not separated into parts. We just temporarily used attention to awaken this in various parts, but it's one unified field of life dancing in every cell of your body. It's amazing. It's dancing as the energy body, as the chakras. Now, as you feel this subtle essence, in a sense, we're calling forward our own spiritual body, our spiritual being. And just before we go further, just allow this soft, vibrant presence that you're feeling throughout. Allow it to be present with whatever is arising in you. So even though there may be an ache, an emotion, an energetic movement, a contraction, right here in the presence of that is this perfection, this perfect, free, vibrant energy of your own being. So let both be present. And when you do, this is actually the healing agency. When you allow both to be here by accepting what is, it's essentially you as this energetic being are holding the sensation of discomfort. That's what's really happening. So allow this good medicine of your own presence to be applied to your own body mind first. There's nothing to do. Just by being consciously aware as a felt attention of this energy field, it does the work. I of my own self can do nothing. The Father within me doeth the work. This is it. So allow this greater intelligence, perfection, presence to do the good work in you of healing and soothing and liberating. And beginning now to allow the sense of this presence to expand beyond the body, you may be able to sense the space around the body. And you can. It's a simple, subtle sense of the space around you. Normally overlooked, but very available right now. Now this space around us is actually an ocean of presence. It's the ocean of presence, holding all of creation. It's amazing. So vast and deep, pure intelligence, vibrantly alive. And that ocean is temporarily expressing as each of us. It's almost as if the ocean turns into a river. And that river flows through and forms this energy body we feel within. It's just like a river or stream of that one ocean flowing through us. So for a moment, as you sense this, just perhaps have the intention to open yourself to the totality of the ocean, to let it flow really through you right now, freely and abundantly, without any limitation or obstruction. Just open, and if it feels right, say yes to the totality of life and let it stream through you, that river of life, allowing anything that was damming the flow or trying to control or limit it to just fall away and receive the full inpouring of this beautiful ocean of being, so that the river of life that is you can be fortified can be brought back to full flow, full vitality. And that includes perfect health. Strangely, it's also deep peace and joy and aliveness. So just open and let that river of life that is you come into full and perfect flow, knowing that that is touching every cell, moving through every chakra, filling the energy field so that you come into perfection and perfect resonance with the totality of the ocean of being, which is the divine. And you may even notice the sense of the energy in the body, the hands, the feet, every place else. You may notice that it seems more vibrant and alive. And at the same time, there's a deep surrender as we allow this greater life that we are to live us. That's what's really happening here. We surrender and allow the flow of life to live us. It's always been the case, but when we surrender, it just allows a greater flow of that life. And as it fills you and your energy field, your being, let that river of life begin to flow out freely and overfill or overflow from you into your environment. Not trying to control it, because this life is pure intelligence. It knows where to go and what to do, and it's one with all. So let it flow. And if you're visual, if there are certain points during this that you may see things or sense things, just keep kicking back, relaxing, and allowing this beautiful river of life to flow. And it may begin by flowing into your home, the space you're in right now. And it may flow out to touch beloveds, loved ones, friends, our non-human companions that we call pets, plants. And as we each allow this river of life to flow freely through us into our environment, we're beginning to allow a beautiful sort of lake of this presence, part of the great ocean, to form and build. And you may see it, because this life is pure light also, you may see it as an ocean of light beginning to form. Ultimately, it's the one ocean, but we could say that we're co-creating a mini version of that. Just allow this life to flow and flow, and we begin to co-create a beautiful, vast ocean of this perfection that we're one with. And if you see it as light, wonderful. If you feel it as peace, wonderful. However it's showing up, and allow this ocean to get larger and larger and brighter and brighter. Let it get so big that it's big enough to hold our beautiful planet Earth. Gorgeous ocean of being. What looks like empty space, but is pure intelligence, love, and life, the source of all. As we co-create this, allowing it to flow through us, just see this beautiful planet completely encircled in pure light. And really, this that we are is love. and we allow this beautiful river that's turned into an ocean of the perfection of the divine to now begin to flow into all the waters of the earth. Every ocean, every lake, every river, every stream, every reservoir. We're not controlling it, we're just allowing this perfection to move through us to bless all the waters of this beautiful planet. And this perfect love light is purifying, cleansing, restoring the water to its own natural perfection that it has really always been. And we offer this in blessing and thanks and gratitude for the water that sustains us. And allowing this beautiful light to enter into all the land masses, all the continents, everywhere, to go right down into the core of the earth, so that we offer this blessing to the entire mineral kingdom, every mountain, every valley, every desert, every island, all of this beautiful planet, the surface of all of the planet, letting this love light penetrate right down into the core, honoring the mineral kingdom, the elementals that govern it, giving thanks for this temporary home that we've been blessed to live on. Thanking that mineral kingdom, the elementals, without which we would have no life. The very stuff in our bones. And we're one with this beautiful essence. And allowing this life to flow in its perfection into the entire plant kingdom. Every living, beautiful plant being touched, nourished, blessed by this light. The majestic forest trees, the great redwoods. Rainforests, all those beautiful, beautiful beings giving us oxygen and all that they give, and all the plants that blossom into fruits and vegetables and flowers, medicines, oh my goodness. Honoring the entire plant kingdom and all the nature spirits, thanking them for giving us all we need to live, and to celebrate the beauty of flowers, really help us to celebrate life, all the beauty of the earth and the water and the plants. And letting this ocean of love light encircle the whole earth, penetrating to her core, all the way to the surface, every facet of this beautiful kingdom of earth. And let this love light go to all of the human kingdom. Every man, woman, and child, all of our brothers and sisters in this one family of humanity. And since this is already the true nature of everyone, it's just like a reflection, a reminder, sending out that resonance of perfection and love and unity to remind us all that we are one. and letting this love also go to our departed loved ones and all of those beautiful so-called non-physical beings that are with us now, the angelic realms and all of the beautiful archangels and ascended masters and saints, gurus, that are all still here. Great gratitude, acknowledging them and thanking them for supporting us. And letting this light go to the entire animal kingdom, all of our so-called non-human friends, every beautiful embodiment of that kingdom, whether they live primarily on the land or the water or in the air, from majestic eagles to playful dolphins, noble elephants. All of our canine and feline beloveds. And thanking all the totem spirits with their great medicine that they bring to us each day. Honoring, bowing to the four clan chiefs, earth, air, water, and fire, and the spirits of the four directions, east, south, west, and north. We honor you, thank you. Bowing to Gaia, the beloved spirit of the earth, that beautiful radiant being, so powerful, our true mother. Thanking her, and let's spend a few moments in silence, just allowing our gratitude and love to go to all life, all our relations. And listening to Gaia, listening to nature, seeing if there are any messages or just that wonderful feeling of well-being. And if there is any aspect of this world that I haven't mentioned that's important to you, please go ahead and send this beautiful ocean of love, light, gratitude. And allowing this beautiful life, light, to form into a lovely field of light that not only holds the whole world, the whole earth, but all of her atmosphere. Like a beautiful cloud of light. And let's begin to invite into this healing circle, this healing ocean, all of those who are in need of love, support, healing, help of any kind, who've temporarily forgotten their one with the Source, our dear ones, anyone you know who may be struggling or suffering, just invite them, which really kind of means gently hold an image of them and see them floating in this ocean of light. Just an invitation, they can come if they wish. Sort of like a prayer, really, offering this to any and all family and friends, beginning with those you know who are struggling. And we can invite in all of our brothers and sisters who are suffering and struggling in the world at this moment, whether it's through war, illness, disaster, famine, poverty. Let all of our beloved be blessed by this ocean of abundant love. And bringing in our dear ones also. So anybody struggling gets an extra blessing of this beautiful grace, holding them, providing all that they need, reminding them that they're not alone. And this is also a time while we are in this beautiful healing ocean that if there's anything that's apparently lacking in your life or any kind of problem or illness, this is where you can allow yourself also to get the blessing of this healing force, this loving, wonderful presence. And if you are somebody who believes in prayer, you can send a prayer into this ocean. Now, the very best prayer that I know of is the prayer where you feel the feeling state of your prayer fulfilled, as if it were already here, and give thanks. But whatever works for you. Truly, truly, in this ocean of the divine, all is here, all has already been given. So as we open and allow ourselves to receive, we remember this, return to this natural wholeness and fullness. And whatever way you want to speak to this great ocean of intelligent love, just now, go ahead. And just seeing this beautiful ocean of light that's all around the earth beginning to form into rivers of light and going to the places in the world that most need peace and love, harmony, healing. Not directing it, just noticing. You may or may not see certain areas lighting up as a river of this ocean forms itself and goes to touch, to blanket an area, a group of people, a situation, any place where anyone is struggling or suffering. any group of people. Knowing that this light is going to continue to pour into and around the world, and it always is, we've just activated it, we could say, just begin to gently float back down into your sense of yourself, your body, your environment. And as you do, bringing all of this beautiful love light back with you. We are always one with the totality of this, but through our attention and intention, we can sort of amp it up and be more open to receiving this light. So feeling the light of this ocean of being come into your environment, wherever in the world you call home or are presently sitting, and letting your whole environment be touched by this. All the homes and institutions in your community, hospitals and police stations, and churches and temples, schools. So everyone receives this blessing in your community. Letting it bless all of nature around where you live, plants and land and water, animals. People. Invite all of your loved ones to come in. If there's anyone you haven't yet invited to come in and enter this ocean of light and love, be nourished by it, blessed. Supported. And let this beautiful love light fill your entire home. Even the objects in your home, whether it's furniture, apparently inanimate, letting all be blessed, as well as any plants, inside, outside, all your beloved, the space itself being filled with the light, purifying the air, charging it with light. Bless all who live here. And allowing this light now to come back to your own body. Kind of supercharge the light there, bringing attention into your head. And if you're visual, you may see this or you may sense it. Letting that light fill your brain. You may see it as a golden light, filling your entire brain, bringing that intelligence, that greater intelligence, that healing energy, that perfection, that peace. And letting it fill your eyes, your ears, your nose, your whole space. Your mouth and throat, your jaw, being filled with this perfect essence. Filling your shoulder. Flowing down your arm, past your elbows, to your wrist, your forearm. Your hands, your fingers, like the whole ocean is pouring in now that we've connected with it again, pouring down into the chest and belly, down the back, spine, the upper back, lower back, filling the whole torso, filling the lung, breathing in that perfect golden light, filling the heart, coming into the thymus gland, that beautiful master gland of the immune system. All the master glands in the body flowing down into the hips, the legs, the upper legs, and the knees, the lower legs, and the feet. And once again, feeling this ocean of being through the whole body and letting it enter every chakra, the base chakra, sacral, clearing, charging, aligning, harmonizing the chakras, solar plexus. And letting it fill the heart center. And the throat. Letting the energy move all the way through the chakra, front and back. Coming into the third eye, brow chakra, and the crown. Now coming with your attention into the very center of your head. So if you start where the brow chakra is between and above the eyebrows, you move back a few inches until you're in the center of the skull, around the place of the pineal, the cave of Brahman, it's sometimes called, and just hang out there. You may begin to notice how quiet it is in there. It's a place of reflection, contemplation, and silence. And just take a few moments to sit here in this light of your own being, one with all, and just listen to the silence. You may or may not receive guidance, but just be still. Be here. in this silence, in this space we are in. We could call it the mind of God, the one mind, the one consciousness. And we can drop a question. So it could be, what do I most need to know right now? Just listen. And if it resonates, another question you can drop in is something like, you can find your own words, but something like, how can I best serve? And finally, if it resonates, something like, what wants to be expressed through me, as me, today? Knowing that that me is the one ocean expressed as this individual river that you are, what does life want to express through me, as me? And allowing yourself to find the rhythm of the breath moving through your body, feeling the rise and fall of the chest with each breath. This is another expression of life, this breath, this one breath breathing us all. Bringing attention to the breath to help you ground back into the body, come into harmony with life. Notice how gentle, effortless the breath is when we're just resting. Perfect. And if you can, sense your heartbeat. Perfect evidence of how much life loves these expressions of itself that we are. Life loves us so much that it's beating our heart for us. We couldn't do it if we were paid. This greater intelligence of life is beating our heart. It breathes us even when we're sleeping. It's dancing as life in trillions of cells, performing trillions of transactions right now without our intervention. Pretty amazing. So perhaps feeling the gratitude towards life. And the rest that comes from knowing we are being lived. We are being breathed. One life, one breath, right now. Letting attention come into your feet. If you want to, you can wiggle your toes. Bringing attention in there, getting some circulation going. And feel that dance of life. Feeling the legs, feel the hands, and you can squeeze them and release them. If your hand's free, you can rub your hands together. Just feeling your whole sense of self in this moment, which includes the sense of the body, the environment, the energy field, and that greater ocean that we are all one with, we are all expressions of. Just seeing how things are in this moment, in this field of awareness that is you. Noticing whatever's moving through. Noticing the beautiful dance of life. Feeling the breath. Aware of sounds in the environment. And when you're ready, let your eyes come open and just see if you can continue to fall back and rest in this vast open field, even with your eyes open. Instead of moving out to what you're looking at, just receive the visual input. Stay vast, stay open. Noticing whatever beauty is around you. However life is showing up in this moment. Continue to feel this inner energy field with your eyes open, and perhaps you can sense what looks like empty space around you is really the same ocean of perfect love light that we're one with. The space around us appears empty, but it's full, full of life, light, being. Letting all sense of boundaries fall away, even with your eyes open. Feeling how big your real body is. It's the size of the universe, the space around us is us, conscious and aware. So being very grounded, feeling your feet, feeling your breath, taking in all the sensations and sounds, perception. Carry this wonderful light with you through the day, because it's you. You're always one with this great ocean of love. It's our true nature. And let it be a blessing to everyone in your life today. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for co-creating this experience. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and see you next time. Bye for now.